So here's the question. How do active people in the Des Moines area stay pain-free and live the active, fulfilled life that they deserve at any age? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Ryan Domeyer, and welcome to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. Welcome, everyone, to Rev Health Radio. Ryan Domeyer here today. Just wanted to do a brief introduction on what this podcast is, what I want it to be, and why I'm even starting it. I know there's a host of different podcasts out there, so there's a million options of things to listen to. Wanted to give just a brief overview of why I decided to start this and what I'm hoping to provide to anyone listening. So real quick, I'm Ryan Domeyer. I have a Doctor of Physical Therapy degree, and I founded Rev Health and Wellness, a performance physical therapy clinic here in the Des Moines metro area in July of 2021. Starting that has really opened my eyes to some local professionals in Des Moines who are doing really good things in the health and wellness spectrum. I decided that the things I take people through, treatments, really are centered around the four pillars of health, which are movement, nutrition, hydration, stress management, and sleep. So I was hoping to share my knowledge in those four topics with anyone listening, and also to interview other professionals, because I've met some really smart individuals in the past 6 months here in the Des Moines metro that I didn't know existed until recently, until I searched for them in the nutrition, coaching, that whole spectrum, had really good conversations and thought, I think people would benefit from everything we just talked about to help live a better life. I also started this podcast because I'm really frustrated with the current social media setting. Trying to have nuance and explain complicated things on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, etc. was really difficult for me. If any of you have worked with me in the clinic setting, you know I take a very nuanced approach, and it's never just black and white. There's pros and cons on each side. So I thought a longer form setting like this would be good just to get really detailed about everything in the health and wellness spectrum. Our current medical system, unfortunately, just doesn't allow for a lot of time to go over really complicated things. Most visits with our doctors are getting shortened to maybe 5 to 10 minutes of face-to-face time. We're seeing it across the board. So hopefully a setting like this and explaining things that are really complicated will help someone lead them in the right direction to start being healthier, active, and just live a fulfilled life. When I work with all of my clients at Rev, I really strive for them to be functioning optimally and not just within normal limits. Within normal limits is fine, but the people I work with are usually looking for the best option. What is the optimal way for me to perform on a daily basis? A lot of these topics I'm going to cover are, I'm going to have a lot of nuance to them. And what I mean by that is it's really difficult to make things just black, or it's really easy to make things black and white sometimes, and difficult to explain the nuance. For example, is salt good for you? Well, we've been told forever that we shouldn't put salt on things and that it's bad for us. And honestly, I've kind of gone the opposite way. And here's what I mean by that. If you have high blood pressure, you're seeing a cardiologist, you have a history of heart disease, should you be ingesting a lot of salt? Probably not. Take your doctor's discretion and make sure you're doing the right thing for your heart. That being said, a lot of the people I work with eat a very clean diet and don't work very hard in the gym, and they don't get enough salt, so they're not properly hydrating. A lot of times I even recommend them taking a salt supplement, which is the complete opposite of what you hear from the normal nutrition out there that you might catch in a headline. Other thing I'm going to do is just try to dispel common myths and misconceptions, try to explain things in a succinct manner, and get other opinions on different topics from other professionals in the Des Moines area. My end goal at the podcast, just like my visits in person, is to try to empower everyone listening with the tools or knowledge they need to live an active, fulfilled life. So if you have any topics you want me to cover, or any interesting areas, or even podcast guests in the Des Moines area, send me a message on Facebook or Instagram. My handle is at Rev Health and Wellness. Hey, real quick before you go, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast and would like to share it with others, please take a screenshot and share it to your story on Facebook or Instagram, and make sure to tag Rev Health and Wellness. To stay up to date on all of our latest episodes, be sure to follow Rev Health and Wellness on Facebook and Instagram.